Yeah, right.
I was! Let's go again. You and me, come on.
Forget it, Pee-wee.
Hey, I can beat you anytime, any place.
What's going on?
Tucker's mad because Kiki called him a runt.
I'm sorry, okay?
No, you're not. You're just scared I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, that must be it. I'm scared.
Speaking of scared, you're up tonight, Sam. You ready?
Sure.
I've got a story about something incredibly horrifying. But it's not monsters or demons or any of the usual scary stuff. It's about something that can strike any one of us at any time. And it's always when we least expect it.
What is it?
True love.
Kidding.
Come on. Who says love isn't scary? It can really hurt sometimes. Love is what people live for. And in my story, it's sort of what they die for. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Dream Girl. Johnny and Erica were brother and sister, and they were really close.
Yeah!
I've got a ton of homework, and we gotta close up.
Yeah, I just finished lubing the pin setter. I gotta make sure it won't crash on me.
Yeah, right. You're just playing.
They even worked at the same place, the Bolorama Lanes.
Yeah! Perfect. As usual.
And modest, too.
Hey. Did I ever tell you you're my favorite sister?
I'm your only sister.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Erica was a waitress. Johnny, the repair guy.
You coming or what?
Yeah, you put this in here?
Nope. It's the girl's ring.
Oh, it's stuck.
Really? Great. Now you can go study with yourself.
Oh, yeah, hearty har har.
Meet you in the front.
No, I can't get this thing off.
Johnny!
Sorry.
Did you try soap?
I tried everything except cutting my finger off.
Bedtime. School tomorrow.
Come on, Mom. I've still got it.
Erica, please. Don't argue. It's late.
Good night, Mom. Jeez, what's the matter with her?
Oh, she's got a lot on her mind.
Yeah, I guess so.
So you coming or what?
No, I'm gonna do a little channel surfing. Get the light, will you?
Good night. Johnny? Johnny, where are you? There you are. Johnny, wake up.
Man.
Give me a cola, would you, Erica? Man, I am living a charmed life.
Really? Why?
Just closed out another month without having to hire another maintenance guy. We haven't had a breakdown in 4 months. The longer I hold off hiring somebody, the better my books look. the better I look. Life is sweet. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks to me.
What are you doing out here?
Why can't I come out here?
He'll pitch a fit if you get grease on anything.
Well, good. At least he'll know I'm around. Who does he think keeps this place running anyway?
Don't worry about it.
Erica, I can't do it all myself. I swear, if he doesn't...
What?
You promise not to laugh if I tell you something?
No.
I've been having these really weird dreams lately about this beautiful girl with long hair and amazing eyes.
Yeah, so you and every other guy.
Yeah, but it's so real. You know, I've never seen her before, and I can't stop thinking about her. And she looks a lot like that girl over there.
Cheryl Lightheart?
I know, it sounds stupid. But maybe this dream is some kind of sign. This could be fate.
Johnny, wait!
It's okay, Elaine. I'll handle it. And how may I help you, ladies?
I set a size 6, not a size 9. What, are your eyes upside down or something?
Hi, Cheryl. You don't know me, and I don't know how to say this, but,
Do you guys hear someone talking to me?
I don't see anyone. Must be your imagination. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Must be great to be so perfect.
Yeah. What the? Where's my stuff?
Johnny. Johnny, it's me. It's Donna.
Who?
It's Donna, Johnny.
Johnny? Johnny, it's me. It's Donna.
Don't move!
Bills, and what a surprise. More bills.
Hey, Mom. Mom. I forgot this. It's for me. Erica? Erica!
Roses are red, violets are blue. You know I'll never stop thinking of you. Of Donna Maitland. Where'd you get this?
It's the girl. It's a girl from my dreams.
Meet me tonight, midnight. I'll be at the Bolarama snack bar. That's after closing. You gonna go?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I should, but... Man, I have a really weird feeling about this. You have to see her, Erica. She's so beautiful. There's just something about her. I gotta find out who she is.
Mm-hmm. About time you showed up.
What are you doing here? This place is supposed to be closed.
Closed?
Never.
Let's just say we're the night shift.
Hot apple pie a la mode with a two cola chaser.
That's my favorite. How'd you know that?
We know. We know.
What's your hurry?
Johnny?
I hope I'm not late.
I thought you weren't gonna show.
I'd never stand you up. Well, I can't. You're wearing my ring.
This is yours? How did you?
Let's dance.
Who are you? How do you know me?
You must know. You're wearing my ring.
It is, but I found...
Shh. It's almost time to go. I want you to come with me.
Where? You just got here.
But it's almost time.
Better hurry.
Oh, it's too late.
Too late?
I'll wait for you, Johnny.
Wait, for what?
Erica? Erica? Oh, man, you're not gonna believe this. She was there. Donna met me, but...
Wait. Before you say anything else, is this the girl you've been seeing?
Yeah. Yeah, Donna Maitland. What's she doing in...
She's dead, Johnny.
What?
She died in a car accident. She was driving with her boyfriend, and their car stalled on these railroad tracks just out by Waterloo Road. They both got out, but Donna forgot her ring, this school ring that her boyfriend had just given her. So she went back to get it. And the train came.
The ring. She said I had a ring. She was there, Erica, I swear it. I mean, I talked to her. She's a ghost. And she said that she wanted me to go with her. And it's all because of this. Why won't this thing budge?
For me, Johnny. I want you to come with me.
Look, take your stupid ring back. I don't want it.
Don't you understand? It's you that I want. You must know that by now.
Just leave me alone.
It's time, Johnny.
No!
Johnny? Johnny? Are you okay?
Did you see her?
Who? sit down and relax, please?
Yeah, okay. When a ghost comes after you, let's see if you can relax.
Johnny, are you sure it's the ring that's making all this happen?
What do you mean? Oh, man. Like a raw nerve.
Hello? It's for you.
Me?
It's Donna.
Look, this is all some kind of joke, and I'm not buying it anymore, understand? This isn't funny, so just leave me alone.
I'm sorry, Johnny. I won't bother you anymore.
You still think this is all a joke?
You know, maybe all she wants is a ring back. Maybe I should give it to her.
Well, how are you gonna do that? You told her to leave you alone.
Well, then I gotta find her.
How?
Well, if she's really a ghost. I can think of a pretty good place to start. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just a little jumpy, that's all. Find anything?
No, you?
No. But... look at this. Donna Maitland. This is it. This is her grave.
You sure?
Well, yeah, look at it. How many other Donna Maitlands could there be?
Well, yeah, I guess, but how did you know it would be right here?
I didn't. I just kind of...
happened to wander away from me, get lost, and trip right over it?
What are you talking about?
You knew exactly where she was buried, Johnny. Why do you think that is?
Look, I don't know what you mean.
Maybe you've been here before. Did you ever think about that?
No way! Why would I have been here? I mean, it's a cemetery.
Well, why don't you tell me, Johnny? You remember what happened. The car stalled on the tracks, right?
No.
And then Donna got out, but she forgot her ring. Her school ring, and went running back for it.
Donna!
And then what happened, Johnny?
I turned back. I tried to push her out of the way, but it was too late. Anna Maitland and John. It's me, isn't it? And that means why don't you just tell me?
Because you didn't remember. You just came back from the accident and acted as if nothing had happened. Johnny, I was the only one who could see you. And for some really weird reason, you didn't remember the accident. You didn't even know you were...
dead. No wonder Mom's so bummed all the time.
Don't be
So what do I do?
Well, now that you know, everything's gonna be okay. We can still be a family and go on living and everything will be fine.
Johnny? Is that you? You've come back to me?
I think I can stay.
I know. You and Donna belong together.
It's time, Johnny.
Go after her. You don't want to lose her again.
I'm really gonna miss you, Erica. You know, you're my favorite sister.
I'm your only sister. Goodbye, Johnny. I love you.
I love you too.
Always going to miss Johnny. But it made her feel better to know that he was happy at last with the girl of his dreams. The end.
Good one, Sam.
Cool. You're a ghost and you don't know it.
Yeah, like you're a runt and you don't even know it. I'll show you who's a runt.
I declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed.